Welcome to the Living Waters Church Podcast.
Couple of years now, and that is a journey toward a new expression of Living Waters. It's a church plant. And you know, I've talked about it from time to time, and I just wanted to take a few minutes today to give you a little bit more detail about it. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had a meeting here on a Monday night, and almost 100 people were here, and we talked about the church plant with great faith. It was awesome. And so that meeting, well, I think I spoke for about an hour and a half. I'm going to try to put it, kind of encapsulate everything in the next 10 minutes for you. But it really felt that it was important that today we all are get on the same page and we all understand some of the salient details of where we're heading in this, because we believe that God has called us to do this. This is part of the destiny of this community. And so it's important that we understand what he's called us to and what it will look like. Let me just talk to you a little bit about our process here. Over the last year and a half, we've actually had three meetings, or three gatherings of our leadership here, our full leadership, to talk about what it is we think that God would call us to. What would this church plant look like? Now, we have already done one church plant, and that's in Burnaby, and that's in City Lights, but we feel God is calling us to this one particularly, and that it's going to look different than City Lights looks. City Lights is a self-governing church. We released them fully, but this we feel is going to be a church that will be more us. We're calling it Us Over There. Now, let me explain what that means. You know, we have seven core values here that guide us. And so being us over there means that those values are going to be there in that community. That will be part of the expression. There are things that we do here that are important to us, things that we value, the way that we walk life out together. We believe, for example, in the great value of life groups, and so they're going to be prominent in the new expression. We believe things like it's great to hear a variety of voices, and so the speaking team will also be speaking over there. It's just one of the things that we believe is important. We believe in equality and teamwork amongst us. We believe in women in leadership, and that also is going to be expressed there. So it's going to look a lot like we look. It's going to share our heartbeat. And there'll be some other things that we're going to be sharing as well, more specifically. For example, I mentioned life groups. We will oversee life groups here from the Fort Langley campus, but we're not going to reinvent the wheel. So that'll be there from here. But things like our youth, for example, Mike Vaders will continue to lead our youth, but we will in time do what we say we do in our value of recognizing and releasing, and we'll find a volunteer there who's going to help lead in terms of youth and that expression. And the same thing holds true with our children's ministry. Deanna will continue to lead in our children's ministries, but we will raise up a volunteer there in that new community that will hold the same values that we hold with our children's ministries. We do so much here in team, and so it's going to be that kind of transfer of DNA. We think that's really important. The best way I can express that is that it will have boom, boom, our heartbeat. So what it's going to have. It'll have our heartbeat. It will look like us over there. This new community will have a campus pastor. You know, we use different terms, and I'm trying to be careful not to use them too exclusively, campus or satellite or church plant or whatever, but there will be a campus pastor. There's somebody who is responsible for helping to lead this particular community. And in fact, I have said over the last while that I hope that we might have two people that will be able to be there and to share that responsibility and the vision for this new place. And so we're going through the process now of finding that individual or those individuals. We're praying about that, and we're going to let you know more about that as time goes on. I'll talk about that in a few moments. One of the things that we'll be sharing there is governance. We have a leadership council here, and the leadership council here will be the same leadership council there. As the community grows, we'll have somebody that will be appointed from that community, one or two that will also sit on our leadership council. So we'll, again, share the same heartbeat together at the leaders' table. You will be wondering this, where in the world are we going to do this? Well, we've taken a number of things into consideration. Number one, we've looked at where our life groups are. Where are the majority of our life groups situated? Now, that may or may not guide us to make the decision, but it helps us probably narrow things down. So this map is really a map of all of our adult life groups. It doesn't include our youth life groups. And so we can see that, for example, Walnut Grove. There are 10 life groups there. We've got four in Willoughby. We have 11 in Fort Langley, which is awesome. And so, but we're not going to be locating down the street. That probably wouldn't make a lot of sense. So we'll be potentially looking at a place like in Walnut Grove or Willoughby, but we are really looking for the Holy Spirit to lead us to that right place. And so that's what we're looking at. The next map that you see that circle that's there? That is a circle that is 15 minutes away from the church. You can just go walk it out or drive it out. Actually, drive it out. So about 15 minutes there. We really think that proximity is important here. You know, our church plant in Burnaby is about 45 or 50 minutes away driving, depending on whether or not you obey the speed law. And it's a ways away, and so it's sometimes difficult to have, a deeper community and having volunteers over there. But we think about 15 minutes away is great. That means that we can be kind of connected at the hip. Heartbeat, connected at the hip. We're going to be nice and close there. So that will be important. So somewhere within that circle will be the way it will look. We're pretty sure it will not be on the other side of the river, but, in that general proximity, 15 minutes away. Where will it be in terms of like a building? Well, we're looking at all sorts of options. We're looking at schools. We are looking at commercial spaces. We would even consider being a part of another church, like sharing their building. And maybe our service will be on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday night or something like that. But that's a possibility for us as well. So we're looking at all sorts of possibilities, and we're really asking the Lord to guide us to that particular location. Don't know where it is yet, but we're out there looking around and seeing what we might find. Here's something that I'm really excited about. Starting at about the end of April, we're going to have a church plant gathering here in Fort Langley, in this house. And the idea is that those who will be a part of the church plant will meet separately from our gatherings. That will be their gathering. And the idea really is to begin to form community amongst one another. So we get to know each other. We get to know each other's gifts and see those gifts released. We get to sort of figure out how this is going to look, but we're going to do that in the safety of this house. So as we raise up volunteers, children's ministry, all of that stuff, it's going to happen here first. So we're going to have a good kick at the cat before we actually, sorry if you like cats. Before we actually land in the place that God is calling us to. So I think it's great. I don't want to call it a dress rehearsal because it's not that, because we're doing church. But it is a place where we can figure things out well. And so we're going to be starting that around the end of April, and I'm really pumped about what that will look like. Let me talk about this next slide here, the 100. You'll hear me referring to two numbers, really, as we're talking about the church plant, the 100 and the 20, and I'll talk about the 20 in a minute. The 100 are those that we would see leave our community here and be a part of the church plant. Do you know that we're probably between 800 and 1,000 people in terms of our community, our existing community today? And we believe absolutely that God has built us so that we might be released to do things just like this, where we can take the light of Jesus into places that are dark right now. And so we believe that there are 100 people here that will be a part of that church plant there. Why is that important? Well, often church plants don't do well when they go with few in number. There's just not enough people to do the work that's required. And after a while, it can be very disappointing. And so what we want to do is we want to have a family of 100 start in the new location. Come on, wouldn't that be cool? We got it all figured out. We've got our volunteers together. We understand who we are. I can imagine that this community of 100 is going to leave this house on one night when our gathering is, and we're all just going to walk in the neighborhood, and we're going to pray. 100 people. There's going to be synergy. There's going to be life together. And so I'd like you to consider as whether or not you're going to be one of those 100 people. I really want you to think about that seriously. Pray. Ask God. We've already got a number of people who have indicated that they're going to be a part of this, and they're pretty excited. I'd like you to think about it. We want to have 100 people there, and it's a big step for us, but I think it's an important one that we need to take. Let me talk about the 20. The 20 is what we call the core team, and these are people who are going to carry the burden of the vision forward, team members who sense they're called by God for this work, and they're committed to seeing it through. These are the people that are going to be the feet behind it all. They're going to be making the calls. They're going to be talking with people. They're going to be helping us to lead. These are a committed. They're ready to jump in with both feet. both feet. And I believe these are people who are specifically going to be called by God. There's going to be a whisper in their heart, and they're going to walk it out. I want you to know that I've already got 10 people on that list. Awesome people. And so we believe this core group's going to be between 10 and 20. So there is room for you. If you feel God is calling you, you let me know if you want to be a part of that core group. What are we looking for from the 100 and the 20? Well, let's take a look at that. We want people who want to be there to build. They're interested in seeing community built and us being the light of Jesus in this new neighborhood. We need people who are willing to serve. And it may be in a small way, it may be in a larger place, but they're willing just to serve the community and, more importantly, serve the neighborhood that God is going to call us to. We want people who are going to stay. Listen, whenever you do something good for the kingdom, you know that there's going to be pushback, don't you? This is not going to be a simple deal. And just because I'm excited and talking fast doesn't mean that I believe it's going to be a simple deal. Because really, it's going to be hard. It's going to be doggone hard, actually. And you know what? What we need is people who are going to be willing to step up to the challenge and walk it through and not give up after a month or 2 months. That we just keep on going. We go with tenacity and courage because that's what God has called us to do. So that's going to be really important in terms of our team going forward. We're just going to stay there and see it through. We're going to be people who pray. We're going to pray for this new expression. We're going to pray for the people that God is going to reach through it. And we're going to love well because that's what Jesus calls us to do. This is about loving this new neighborhood. Okay, enough about that. Let me move on to something else that I'm pretty pumped about. So much excitement going through my body today. And that's Alpha. You know, in April this month, we are going to be launching an Alpha course through our church here at Living Waters in Fort Langley. In fact, we have rented the Leelum Cafe in which we're going to be doing the Alpha course, which is really cool. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We have already started work. Ryan is leading it. We're going to have a core group of five people who are going to lead Alpha. Three of those five people, we're hoping at least, will be those who are part of the core group for the church plant, and that's the connection. So we're going to do Alpha here. We're going to do it well. We're going to learn. We're going to reach into our community here locally, and those three who are part of the leadership there of five are going to take Alpha to the new church plant, and we're going to launch Alpha within a month or two after starting, because we believe that is going to set the DNA as we're reaching others who are in need of Christ and are just wondering what that's all about. So I'm really excited about that strategy. I think that's where God wants us to be, and so that's what we're going to do. That's what we'll be doing with Alpha. Last thing to talk about here is our funding, and I've talked about this over the last while, but I just want to be really clear about this. God has blessed us with his generosity, and as a result of that, this is a very generous community. You need to know that. I mean, it was last December that we announced that we were giving away like $98,000. Well, come on, that's exciting. It's a generous community. And we gave that away. And actually, we got more that we're going to be giving away. In fact, this community is so generous that we've been able to develop a reserve fund in the bank. And that fund stands there. And we've got three streams from that reserve fund from which we're going to draw. The first stream is generosity. We will always be generous. And so we've got some more large giving to give. Which is going to be really cool. Wait till you hear. And so we're going to do that. The second thing is the stream, which is called the house, the things that we have to look after here, you know, like getting our parking lot rid of potholes and stuff like that. So that's called the house. Not that we're going to spend all that money on those holes, but anyway, it's called the house. And the third stream is the church plant. Again, one of the reasons that church plants don't do well is that they're not resourced well. And we're committed to resourcing this well. It's going to have a good start. And so we're going to be able to draw from those funds of the reserve fund through the generosity of God and the generosity of his people to resource this really well. And so that's our way forward and will continue to be. So I did provide a bit of a timeline for that meeting that we had, and so here it is. And so you can see that in February we're going to have our leader or leaders selected. We're going to make that announcement hopefully in the beginning of March. Then in March we're going to ask those who have heard from God who want to be a part of that 100 to come and have a meeting. We're going to gather together, and we're going to have faith and prayer and figure out what all this is going to look like. That is going to be one heck of a meeting right there. Alpha begins in April, as I talked about that. Our church plant gathering will start then. We're going to get our volunteers all worked out. And ultimately, we're going to find ourselves in September with a new expression somewhere that God has led us. Come on. That's pretty cool. Yeah, come on. This is not about just getting people sitting in seats. This is about an expression of Jesus. This is about being light in a dark place. This is about doing what God has called us to do. This is the mission that God has called his church to. We call it our Great Commission value. It's one of our sevens. We're going to walk it out. We're serious about this. And there are going to be people finding Jesus who today have no idea that we're coming. So it's going to be great. So if you would like some more information, you're considering thinking about being the 100, I'm going to be sending out some emails just to kind of keep us thinking that way and keeping us informed. There's a list out in the lobby. You can sign up for those emails for me. And if you're interested, please do that.